Reports of hate crimes and bias in the Philadelphia area have risen sharply since the presidential election. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the uptick has city civil rights officials on high alert.
Every year, the Philadelphia Commission on Human Relations gets around 30 reports of hate crimes. But in the 2 months since the November election, the commission has already surpassed that number, logging nearly 40 reports. Rue Landau leads the commission.
That is a strong increase from years past. We've never seen a few months like this.
She says Donald Trump's comments disparaging Muslims, Mexicans, and other groups have definitely fueled some of the acts.
Most of the people who will be in the White House are never, ever going to have to deal with the consequences of these negative acts or hateful speech. And we on the ground know that that's different.
There have been more swastikas, more instances of anti-gay and anti-Semitic speech, and an increase in incidents targeting Muslims, like a report of someone pulling off a woman's hijab.
One bias incident in a neighborhood, even if it doesn't rise to the level of a crime, puts fear in the lives of the victims and the entire community.
In another example, Landau says someone in South Philly installed a sign in their door calling their neighbor an illegal immigrant.
Just so happened the neighbors were not undocumented, but still feeling like they had the license to do this, to cause this harm to their neighbors, to cause that much fear in a neighborhood is significant.
Landau says bringing different groups together for dialogue, like she has with police officers and young people of color, for instance, really does pay off.
When people get to know each other as people and as individuals and stop painting each other with a wide brush, making generalization about groups, that we reduce hate, reduce community tension.
Meanwhile, calls to the commission's anonymous line are also on the rise. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.